Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
A junior government minister has said she's had to change the way she runs her constituency offices following a number of incidents in which she feared for her personal safety and that of her staff. Minister for Disability and Galway Fianna Fáil TD Anne Rabbitt has been speaking out as security measures are being stepped up for a number of senior ministers following recent protest incidents. Our reporter John Cook is here with more on this. So what exactly happened to Minister Rabbitt, John?
Well, Cormac Anne Rabbitt is the junior minister at the Department of Health and a Fianna Fáil TD for Galway East, and she runs two local constituency offices, one in Athenryan, County Galway, one in Portumna, close to where she lives. And she's been telling me about an incident there in which she felt exposed and uncomfortable just before Christmas when she was on her own in the Portumna office after her regular Saturday clinic appointments with constituents had come to an end. Now, she started by describing the office to me and a narrow passageway or corridor at its entrance, telling me that on the day in question, a man arrived and stood in this passageway for a considerably long time, she said, around 40 minutes, putting her through her paces, as she put it, regarding his disagreement with vaccines, COVID restrictions and other government matters. I asked her if the man had stopped her from leaving her office or calling anyone else. And here's what she told me.
I suppose when everybody would come in, they'd always come all the way in, but he made sure to stand. He stood in the position, which meant that I had no exit out. He knew I was uncomfortable. That there was no doubt about it, because I suppose I was a little bit agitated because I felt trapped. And I kept saying I need to go. I actually need to go. I'm sorry. I'm in a rush. I'm working to appointment. Do you know what? You could meet me again, make an appointment, ring one of the girls in the office. I'd be delighted to meet with you. But there was no putting off till the phone rang. It started off with being totally annoyed about the vaccination programme and about the wearing of masks. And it went from there then to the various restrictions and comparing us to other countries. And then it went into everything to do with health and to mental health and the lack of progress within all of that. And then it started going back to various wars and comparing us to that. So I suppose I got a long life history of his annoyance in relation to government.
You felt detained for up to 40 minutes here. I mean, how were you feeling about
No, I was detained. There's no doubt about it. I had no free access.
And how were you feeling about your own personal safety at that stage?
I wasn't comfortable. And I had left myself exposed. Like, Portumna to me and my office is just down the road. The reason I have an office is so as I don't bring people to my own home. Like, I see that as a very precious space. When I get up on a Saturday morning, I feel quite comfortable getting into my car, arriving down, and if anybody pops in or says hello, that's fine. But I wasn't comfortable enough to continue the conversation. I felt there was no out, and luckily the phone rang. And that was my opportunity to say, I must go. I must go. But it was a point, you can go, but are you agreeing to meet with me again? Are we agreeing that this conversation can happen again? It was a term and condition to getting out of my own office.
Have there been follow-up incidents?
Not in relation to that, because I've changed how I do things, John, to be honest with you. I suppose really when I got out and I went and collected my young one who needed a collection at that time, I suppose I've spent a lot of time thinking about it, and I reflected that, look, I won't be doing it like that again. I can't be putting myself in those positions, and I just change how I do business again. So, like, unfortunately, I won't be going to the office on my own. I'll have somebody with me, and it'll be definitely on an appointment basis. That's sad, because I like that freedom. And for anybody who's listening, like, for fear, like, I've thought long and hard about talking about this, so I don't want to appear like I'm whinging or anything else like that. But it's just a snapshot of how you have to change your daily routines in certain jobs to be able to do your job.
There was another incident, though, at your office in Athenryan, a separate incident and a separate person, was it?
Yes, that's right. So I was holding my Friday clinic in Athenryan one particular day. And one of my staff came in and said, you need to stay in the back office there. I have somebody out here at the moment. So with that somebody, luckily, the staff member was able to come around the person and actually ask him to leave and said, you could come back another day. And he did come back another day. But this particular day, I wasn't in the office. But when he came back the second day, He was very clear in what he would like to do to the office, and that was to blow it up. He used the words he was going to bomb it.
To bomb your office?
Yep, absolutely. He did leave seemingly after about a half an hour or so when the staff member rang me. I said, please close the office. Please go down to Ngarda Síochána. Please log it with them. But that individual was very shaken. And we closed the office for a second day. And there was a follow-up with Ngarda Síochána. So, like, I suppose that was in the back of my mind that particular day as well, John, when I was in Port Tomna. One incident leads to another incident. I don't want to have that feeling again in the pit of my stomach. And I certainly don't want to put my staff at risk.
Minister Anne Rabbitt there on fears for security at her constituency offices. Tell us more, John, about plans to increase security then for other government ministers.
Well, Cormac, it's been widely reported in recent days that increased security protection measures, including Garda bodyguards and specialised vehicles, are expected to be provided to all cabinet ministers after a Garda security review. The Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, the Justice and Foreign Affairs ministers already have such measures in place, but now they're expected to be offered to the full cabinet due to rising safety concerns, such as protests outside the homes of several senior ministers. I understand three ministers have already had their security increased since the beginning of this month: Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly, the Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath, and Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue. While in this week's Irish Mail on Sunday, it was reported that an additional 40 Gardaí will be required to fulfil this commitment. So I asked the Department of Justice this evening if they could confirm these reports. In a statement to Drive Time, I'm told they don't comment on security arrangements for certain office holders or other public figures for what they describe as sound reasons of security and the safety of those individuals. The statement added that the Garda Commissioner has briefed the Justice Minister regarding the current assessment of these arrangements, and some changes have already been implemented, while Minister Helen McEntee will brief the Cabinet as necessary, they say, with regard to this matter. Now, I understand that Garda report won't come before Cabinet this week, and I'm told by sources that if it does, and when it does, and if additional security measures for senior Cabinet ministers are approved, they will not be extended to junior ministers. I asked the Minister of State, Anne Rabbitt, for her views on this, and specifically heightened security for her senior government colleagues.
Absolutely, I certainly support them, because when we talk about extra security, when I talk about my colleague, Minister Donnelly, and people arriving at his gate, and we all seen the video that circulated on social media with screaming down the intercom, how horrific it was, that would just make me sick completely. And Minister Harris had similar, Minister Sapone, like people like that I talk about, nobody should feel unsafe in their own home. I've no problem with people disagreeing, but not at the risk of putting me at risk or my family at risk. And I think I fully support that the seniority, the cabinet members who are continuously far more than me in the public eye and have to make decisions which sometimes certain members of the public wouldn't agree with. And I think really Minister Donnelly's piece there, absolutely.
You're in Minister Donnelly's department, though, in the Department of Health as a Minister of State. You're the Minister with responsibility for disability. And you mentioned you have to have somebody with you all the time now going about your job. Is that a member of your staff, or have you to hire somebody new, or would you want to see extra security provided for you and other ministers of state?
Well, I think it's a conversation that needs to be had, to be honest with you, John. But perhaps there's learning to be taken as well, and perhaps we need to revisit how you can have best personal security. It's my staff that are my buffer all of the time. My staff are wonderful, but like at the same time, they're at risk because of the job that I do. I think it's important too as well for people to understand to take certain roles in certain offices. It comes with certain costs, and that's in your freedom and your personal freedom.
Yeah, it's certainly food for thought. That's Anne Rabbitt, Minister of State for Disability. She was speaking with John Cook.